This is the Astrology University podcast, helping you find inspiration, insight, and connection through the study of astrology. And I'm your host, Tony Howard. Hello, and welcome to the Declination Report, where I give you an overview of the main transiting declination aspects each month, as well as some advice about how you could navigate the important declination events that I cover. I'm your host, Tony Howard. Stay tuned at the end, and I'll give you a full list of the major declination aspects and dates, as well as some of the dates for the sign ingresses, and that means a planet changing signs. If you're brand new to declination and you want to know what it is, check out my blog post, What is Declination, at Astrology University. Okay, with that, let's get started. As June kicks off, Venus is just coming back from being out of bounds in Cancer for a good part of May. By June 2nd, Venus returns to the out of bounds border, which is 23 north 26. That's the limit set by the sun. And then it makes its way back down over the next couple of days as it moves toward changing signs on June 6th into Leo. And that's going to shift the tone in a really big way. But just before it gets there, it makes a parallel to Pluto the day before, signaling another burst of intensity in Cancer just before that ingress into Leo. This Venus-Pluto parallel creates an opportunity to process anything that came up in May relative to Venus. The sun's also going to join Venus that day, making a parallel to Venus, and so you might receive some insight or clarity that will assist you in that Venus-Pluto kind of processing. If you do that intentionally, that might clear the space for the next day as Venus enters Leo. If in May you had more experimental or kind of emotional territory going on with all things Venus, and that would include attractions and connections, etc., June 6th is going to bring a welcome shift as Venus takes on a more regal or even creatively demonstrative kind of style. If you're an artist, that could bode well for you. The month of May might have provided a really fruitful exploration of emotional territory that you could channel into your art, and you might be able to express that a little bit more clearly now after Venus moves into Leo on June 6th. Mercury figures prominently this month as well, so let's talk about that. Mercury is going to make a parallel with Mars and Uranus June 10th through 14th, and then it's going to ingress into Gemini and then into Cancer, and it goes out of bounds at the end of the month. So let's break that down a little bit. First, I want you to bookmark those dates June 10th to 14th, especially if you've got planets in early mutable signs, maybe around 12 degrees fixed as well. And also check your natal declinations, and you're looking for natal declinations of planets around the 17 to 18 degree range, north or south. If that's you, you're receiving a Mercury-Mars-Uranus activation on those days. And then especially after Mercury enters Gemini, I think that's June 11th, the urge to say what's really pissing you off might intensify as Mercury comes into range of Mars and Uranus. As always, with communicating from a place of stress or anger, tap into your inner resources. It might be especially hard to think before you speak or just to take a step back first. But Mars being in a fixed sign there might help you out just a little bit, since fixed signs are more accustomed than the others to taking a pause before responding, or at least they benefit from that, so it could be really great to learn that skill. On the other hand, Mars in Leo could also intensify your resolve to speak your mind, and maybe even dramatically. If you do let it rip, so to speak, and a conflict ensues, keep the conversation flowing. That's honoring Mercury in Gemini. And that means through conversation, and that means going in both directions. Make sure you're talking as well as listening. So turn up the volume on listening a little more if you're more in the habit of talking. Communication skillfully managed on those days could break up log jams that allow for better flow as you move forward. So the idea isn't to avoid conflict or to avoid speaking your mind. It's to do so skillfully while also honoring any desires to cut ties or to break away or to innovate or go in a new direction. As Mercury makes its parallel to Venus on June 15th, you might get an opportunity to smooth things over after shaking things up a bit. This is also a really great day for writers, so make sure you bookmark this day and go over any previous passages that you feel didn't have a good flow in your writing work. Mercury-Venus contacts give us opportunities for lovely wordplay, also a great day for writing something totally new. The last bit of big declination news this month is that Mercury goes out of bounds on June 25th and then enters Cancer. Mercury often only goes out of bounds for a couple of days, but this time it stays out of bounds until July 7th, so several days, slightly longer than usual. So we'll have a little bit more time to benefit from some of Mercury's many gifts when it's out of bounds. And this includes things like outside-the-box thinking, code breaking. I say that because Alan Turing had this placement natally and in Cancer. And Mercury in out of bounds can also point to skills at creative problem solving. Being in Cancer, the problem solving might arise out of following more kind of gut hunches or emotional feelings or leanings rather than that clean logic of Gemini that comes just before this. Where logic hits a dead end, intuition and creative thinking can open doors you wouldn't have opened otherwise. Now, some pitfalls of Mercury out of bounds in Cancer could include heightened subjectivity that steps a little too far outside the reality zone. So this kind of energy is suited really well to creative exploration or even inner work, but we're at risk of believing our own inner talk without receiving validation from the outside world. The key here is to give space for our intuitions to shape our thought processes, honoring that Mercury in Cancer subjectivity. And then once Mercury comes back from its declination peak, which is always going to turn up the volume on things, we want to start to share what are some of that creative journeying with others and then be willing to receive their input so that our subjective experience gets shaped and sometimes corrected by outside input. When input from others shows us that our thoughts are one-sided or maybe completely offbeat, the risk of this placement is to retreat back to our inner safe zone and reject the process of having our ideas tested in the outside world. Okay, and with that, I'd like to share the dates and the aspects this month, so I'm just going to go through those one by one. On June 1st, we start the month off with Venus still out of bounds, and that's the last official day of Venus out of bounds, and it's going to be at 23 North 38 that day. On June 4th, we have the Moon out of bounds for a few days from June 4th through June 7th. On June 5th, we have Venus contraparallel Pluto. On June 5th, we also have the Sun parallel Venus, and so we really have Sun parallel Venus and the two of them contraparallel Pluto. On June 6th, Venus enters the sign Leo. On June 10th, Mercury's parallel Uranus. This is the start of that few days I was talking about where Mercury and Uranus and Mars all come into range of each other. And then on June 11th, Mercury parallels Mars, and it's close enough to Uranus at that point. Then Mercury enters Gemini on June 11th as well. And then on June 14th, that aspect gets exact between Mars and Uranus as Mars makes a parallel to Uranus. On June 15th, Mercury makes a parallel to Venus. And on June 16th, the Moon goes out of bounds again. Right now it's going out of bounds about twice a month. And on June 16th, it'll stay out of bounds through June 21st. On June 21st, the Sun enters Cancer and Mercury makes a contraparallel to Pluto. On June 22nd, Venus parallels Uranus. On June 23rd, the Sun parallels Mercury. On June 25th, Mercury goes out of bounds and stays out of bounds through July 7th. And we wrap up the month with Mercury entering Cancer on June 26th. All right, well, that does it for this month's declination report. To learn more about declination, check out my course, Intro to Declination at Astrology University, and reach out to our help team at help@astrologyuniversity.com if you have any trouble finding that or anything else on our website. And until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon. And until then, take good care.